took a violent turn on Sunday. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Sunday's massive march started peacefully, with protesters chanting slogans including Free Hong Kong. But as it reached a police-designated endpoint, thousands continued onward, at various points occupying key government and business districts, throwing eggs, spray-painting surveillance cameras, and splattering China's national emblem with black ink. As darkness fell, police fired tear gas, scattering demonstrators, many coughing and dousing their eyes with water. Meanwhile, Hong Kong media outlets released video footage showing masked assailants attacking commuters in a subway station. I'm Ben Thomas.
A leading House Democrat, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, told Fox Television on Sunday that special counsel Robert Mueller will give, in his words, very substantial evidence that will make the case for impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump. Mueller is set to testify before two House committees on Wednesday on his investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to meddle in the 2016 presidential election. He's also to address whether Trump obstructed justice in trying to derail the probe. Mueller has said he chose the words in his report very carefully and would not provide any other information in any public testimony. But Nadler says lawmakers will ask Mueller some very specific questions about parts of the report. The Mueller report concluded there was not enough evidence to determine that Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia, but Mueller wrote that he could not exonerate Trump of allegations of obstruction of justice. Mueller turned the matter over to Attorney General William Barr. Barr said he could find no evidence of obstruction. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump has resumed his Twitter attack on four Democratic congresswomen. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Quoting the president on Twitter, "I don't believe the four congresswomen are capable of loving our country." And to echo that, Trump campaign advisor Mercedes Schlapp on ABC's This Week.
"These Democratic presidential candidates are going to have to kiss the ring of the squad because they are the new voices of the Democrat Party, and that should be concerning."
But Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings isn't worried.
"These are folks and women who love their country. And they work very hard, and they want to move us towards that more perfect union that our founding fathers talked about."
Cummings also spoke on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
A gun and suicide bomb attack in northwestern Pakistan has killed at least 10 people, including security personnel. More than 30 others have been injured. Salim Riaz, the police chief in the city of Dera Ismail Khan, told reporters a group of four gunmen riding motorcycles on Sunday morning opened fire at a security checkpoint in a residential area, killing two policemen. Later, a suicide bomber dressed in a burqa attacked the entrance to the hospital where the victims from the first attack were taken, causing further casualties. The Pakistan Taliban told VOA in an email that they claim responsibility for the attacks. President Trump meets with Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan on Monday at the White House. Trump is expected to press for Pakistan's assistance advancing the peace process in Afghanistan. He's also expected to encourage Pakistan to deepen its crackdown on militants within its own borders. Pakistan has arranged Washington's direct peace negotiations with Taliban insurgents. Taliban militants are fighting local and U.S.-led international troops in neighboring Afghanistan. British officials are drawing up plans to target Iran with sanctions for the seizing of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz Friday and may urge EU countries to reimpose sanctions that were lifted in 2016 as part of Tehran's agreement to curb its nuclear program. A British warship had warned an Iranian patrol boat against interfering with the passage of the Stena Impero, according to a new recording released Sunday by the maritime security risk firm Dryad Global.
"A Sheffield Navy patrol boat, this is British warship Foxtrot.
Charge port, sail 3. Foxtrot 236, this is a Sheffield Navy patrol boat. No challenge."
Although the officer said the ship was wanted for security reasons, Iranian officials say the seizure was in response to Britain's impounding 2 weeks ago of an Iranian supertanker at Gibraltar. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.